You. Are you a curious person and a music lover just like me? Well, if the answer is yes, this is your podcast. Hi, I'm Ramon Mañas, I'm the Travel Sax creator, and welcome to Blowing in the Wind, the place to get inspired throughout music and innovation. Let's talk.
Hi everyone, this is Ramon Mañas on the second episode of Blowing in the Wind podcast. And today I have the honor to interview Ruud van der Velde. But before starting the interview, I want to do a quick summary so you know what we will be talking about. He's the founder of My Breath, My Music Association, where they are building instruments for people that are disabled. They have some disability. We met 1 year ago, and we've built the adaptive travel sax, which is a travel sax that can be played with one hand and with many disabilities. So we're gonna talk about the adaptive travel sax and many other instruments that they are building in their association. We are gonna know how he started, or the history behind this association, this foundation, and what his background is. It's really interesting, and many other things. So I hope you like this podcast, and let's start. Hi, Ruud. Good morning. I'm super excited to have you here with us. This is the second podcast of Odyssey Music, Blowing in the Wind. And I'm super excited to present Ruud van der Velde. I don't know if I'm pronouncing
almost your... Almost correct.
Almost, can you say...
It's the Dutch way, but that's too difficult.
Okay. It's you are based in Rotterdam, right?
Nearby Rotterdam, yeah.
Nearby.
Very nearby, in a very small town. Okay. Where I live.
Okay. And he has an amazing, let's say a foundation, right? Called My Breath, My Music.
Yeah.
They are helping. I prefer you to explain a bit, but yeah. As an intro, they are helping disabled people to be able to play, right? To play music.
Yeah.
No matter what disability they have. And we met some months ago, almost a year, or
in March,
right? It's almost a year. In
2021,
we were in with full COVID, right? We haven't met personally yet.
No.
but we have been working in a very special project called the adaptive travel sax, and that we will be talking about in the future. But can you explain us a bit? Could you introduce yourself and explain? Yeah,
I work in Rotterdam with disabled people. Mm-hmm. I'm a respiratory therapist. Mm-hmm. And in 2000, I think I started to use musical instruments because the exercises for the children were so boring. Mm. And I was thinking, we can do it better if we start to use wind instruments. Mm-hmm. And I had to use electronic wind instruments because the persons I work with are very weak. They have muscle diseases. Mm-hmm. So they are weaker than you and me. And I did a pilot in 2000 with two students, and it was a success. The students said, we want to play at home. And that was the start of a big adventure. It's still an adventure till today. Every time there are new things coming on my path. But in 2005, I was so excited about how things went. I started to make a website, and I did the website in English, not in Dutch, because I thought there are so less people in Holland doing the special music. Let's think wider. So I made an English website called My Breath, My Music. And this started me to connect with people all over the world. So that's my music foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And the biggest adventure started when I met a person online from New York.
Mm-hmm.
Shall I tell about this adventure?
Yes, please, please.
Okay. So in 2005, I started the website, and somebody wrote me from New York.
Mm-hmm.
It was Dave Whalen. And he said, I have a high spinal cord injury. He broke his neck with a skiing accident.
Okay.
But I like music. Can we do something together? And we started to make music online. Just, I do everything online, seems to be.
Nice.
So we started to do music, and he made the drum tracks.
Mm-hmm.
And I played on top of that guitar and a little bit of electric wind instrument. And one day I heard this sound coming out of his track,
mm-hmm.
going. And I said, what did you do? And he said, I had a slide whistle. Slide whistle is a whistle with a slide in it, and you can do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he took the slide, did it in a box of handkerchiefs,
mm-hmm.
and he used a cloth hanger.
Okay.
And he had the flute like this, and he moved his head to change pitch.
Oh, wow.
And then we thought, okay, this is acoustic, but what if we can make this electronic?
Yeah.
And we started a project to do the slide whistle electronic
mm-hmm.
thingy.
Mm-hmm.
And we wrote it down on a piece of paper. And then a student tried to make it in the USA,
mm-hmm.
but not so successful. But I was at a symposium,
mm-hmm.
And I met a guy from Ireland. And he built all kinds of materials for disabled people. And I said to him, we have this idea. And it's written down on this piece of paper. Can you read it? And while he was flying back to Ireland, he's from Ireland,
mm-hmm.
he read our piece of paper. And the next morning he called me. He said, I can make this for you.
Oh, yes.
And that ended in this instrument here. It's the magic flute.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's the... The head sets the tone.
Nice.
So with head movement, you can make pitch. And with blowing, you make the tone.
This is amazing.
And yeah. So
we
have a new instrument.
Okay, just let me interrupt you for a second.
Yeah.
For the people that are listening to this podcast, we are recording also the podcast, and we are uploading it into our YouTube channel. So in case you want to see what we are talking about, he's explaining and he's showing this amazing instrument, and you could check it in our YouTube video. So sorry, it's just to...
Yeah, it's cool. I will describe it some more. So it's a musical instrument that you can play without the use of your hands.
Mm-hmm.
And I have many students that are not able to use their arms or hands.
Mm-hmm.
And this instrument will give you access to playing music.
Mm-hmm.
And it's by tilting the instrument up and down.
Mm-hmm.
And if you tilt the instrument high, then you have a high tone. And if you go lower, then you get lower tones.
Mm-hmm.
And the cool thing about this thing is also a remote control. You can blow, but you can also sip. And if you sip, you can go into the menu of a little box I have over here.
Mm-hmm.
And you can, with sip and puff, you can choose your own instrument or your own scale like this.
Oh, wow.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
So if you are disabled, you don't need a helper. You can come home and play the instrument all by yourself. And that's the big thing.
It's great. And
it's one of the only instruments specially built for disabled people.
Mm-hmm.
And We have built so far 180 instruments, and they are all being used by disabled people.
Amazing.
All over the Netherlands, a little bit outside of the Netherlands too. But I have not a really commercial company or so behind this, so it's. But we have so much fun with this instrument. We have all these kinds of activities going on and people playing it. So it's really cool.
Yes. I've been doing a bit of research before this interview. Yeah. And I found, let me see if I can share it. I found a YouTube video that you're showing a live concert with all disabled people playing different instruments, right? That you have, because you have the magic flute, but you have other instruments too that you letting this or teaching how to use them. So maybe we can show this video let me try and play it. So people... Okay. I'm just gonna put one part. Let me see if I can find it.
It feels good.
Here.
Yeah. I remember this track, so I don't have to see it. You see Pauline?
Yes, Pauline.
She can't move her head. And she can't move her arms. So that was another problem.
Mm.
So we built her software.
Mm-hmm.
And she could use her eye gaze, her eyes, and play chords on the screen.
That's amazing.
So the string you hear is her with her eyes playing chords during the track.
Mm-hmm.
And later in my prep and music, we started also with software. And the software is free. That's mm-hmm. also good to know.
Mm-hmm.
And in the clip, you also see Karin with the magic book.
Yes.
And you see our lovely singer, Florine.
Yes.
Florine, she has also a disability.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit less visible, but she misses a leg and fingers.
Mm-hmm.
And she's amazing. She's an amazing singer.
And you're playing the guitar, right?
I play the guitar very well there, always. Yeah.
Lovely.
So, and this was a concert in December.
Yeah.
And it's called, the concert was called Wish You Were Here.
Mm-hmm.
Because the last years we lost some of our members.
Mm-hmm.
They died.
Oh,
and
wow.
This concert, yes, this concert was called Wish You Were Here to honor them. The people I see a lot have a progressive illness, not a disability, and a lot of boys have Duchenne muscular disability, and they sometimes die younger than you wish. And one of our former band members died a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
Christian, he played the magic flute very good. He was a very good magic flute player.
Oh, we can see now the magic flute.
Yeah,
played.
That's Karen playing magic flute there. Or
Karen.
Is she just smiling?
Yeah. Love it.
During this concert, we missed two of our players because they had corona.
Oh.
Or had a corona issue. Ivo was not there. He has Duchenne and he plays the bass, but he uses a keyboard for bass playing.
Mm-hmm.
Because he has not the ability to play chords, but he has the ability to play with one finger. And that's perfect for bass playing.
Wow,
you don't need to play chords with if you play bass. And we call him Steady Eddie because he plays so steady, always the bass. And the other person was Delilah.
Yeah.
She had corona just the day before the concert was. She called me, I'm positive, help. And she couldn't do the concert. So we are going to do this concert again next year in January. we will do a live show in the same theater. It was a lovely place, mm-hmm. and we were going to do this again. And the concert will be called Utopia.
Oh, Utopia.
We always name our concerts. Mm-hmm. So this was Wish You Were Here. And now we have a wish for Utopia without wars and things like that. So in January, you can come to Rotterdam and have a...
I would love to.
Have a look at the show.
I would love to, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. So, yeah. During the years, we made a lot of new innovations mm-hmm. and adaptations. Adaptations is the big word here. Mm. That's why sometimes we call musical instruments adaptive. Mm. But adaptation is you have to adapt everything. You have to choose the music that you choose has to be not too fast, you know. So yeah. That's adaptation. But also the musical instruments are adapted. Mm-hmm. And if you adapt things really right, you can really make a very strong performance, as you have seen. It's nice to see the show, and yeah. it's nice to hear. So that's
it's
really
amazing.
My thing.
It's yeah. just so inspiring to be able to see these people that they, and no matter the disability they have, right? They are still yeah. connecting with the music. They are still getting trying to express, right, their self,
yes.
Artistically. It's just so inspiring for anyone that loves music, right? Because then you can see you can. I guess you are always thinking about it, but when you see people like this that they are having so much fun and they have so little movement, for example, some people are not able to move their hands or parts of their body, right? And then you can realize how lucky we are, right? That we can do anything we want, and still what I think that the nice thing about your project is that you are helping spread this music, right? It's so powerful. I think it's one of the language. Well, it's the language that everyone can talk, no yeah. matter what religion, where do we live, right? What our thoughts or our education. Music is something that unites us, right? And it's really nice that you guys are using your time and investing so much effort in helping people, no matter what, create and experiment with music. It's super nice, and that's
it's also nice to do. It's very nice. It gives you a warm feeling inside, mm. you know. Mm. To do this, mm. and it's so nice to see also that the people that started music in 2005 with me are mm. still in the band, mm. you know, and music is the big thing in their life. And without the music, there was something else. Probably they were reading books or so. But music is so nice because you can do it together.
Yeah.
So you can. See each other and talk about music hmm. and join doing concerts together. So it's really together is also a very important thing, because a lot of people with a disability are so lonely.
Of course.
And now they can connect. And also a lot of children with a disability never are on the stage. You know, if you have if you have children, then you go to school, and then on a certain night they will do a performance and everybody will clap. But a lot of the children I see are never performing.
Yeah.
And now they are performing on the stage, and parents see this, and they will share the photos with WhatsApp and on Facebook and YouTube. So I think that's a very nice part also of what we do.
Hmm.
and also the respiratory part, because Karin, she mm-hmm. plays the magic flute, has I think 30% of her lungs capacity.
Okay.
30%, that's very low.
Yeah.
But because she's playing this instrument, she is using her lungs every day, so that's very good for her condition overall.
I want to talk about what's your background? Tell us a bit what's your background, because
It's very strange.
That's why I know it, but I want the audience to know.
I started to work when I was 18 in a swimming pool. Mm-hmm. And then I did a course for a swimming teacher for disabled persons. And I started to work in the swimming pool where I work now mm-hmm. and start to give lessons to the children. Mm-hmm. But also I was very interested in music, and I did pro audio recording engineer diploma I got.
Nice.
Before 2000 was it. And I started a recording studio. And it was all these combinations that made me, and my boss didn't know that this would happen, I think, because I said, can I do a pilot with two students? There was no music at the center where I worked. Mm-hmm. There were 280 children there. No music, nothing, only therapy at school. Mm-hmm. So it was brand new what I did, and it was an amazing success, and they couldn't stop me anymore after some time. Yeah. So yes, I'm a swimming teacher from origin.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I love swimming, by the way. I swim almost every day. It connects me. So it's like meditating for me.
Yeah.
Because you're listening. Yeah.
For me, you talk first because I were interrupting you.
No. I was saying how swimming also connects with me, with my most interior part, because I'm listening to my breath, right? I'm focusing on the movements, and it's like being present, right? It happens more or less the same effect. When I'm playing music, right? Yeah. I'm focusing on the technique. I'm focusing on the sound, on the precise moment. And this helps me so much to be where I am, no? To be present, right? This mindfulness that it's now so talked about, right? And through music, you get to the same point, right? Or it's pretty interesting.
It's the emptiness. You know, every day we are worrying about things. But when I play music or swimming, then there are no troubles for some time in your head.
Exactly.
There is just being there.
Yeah.
And that's what I also see with my students, because they have a tough life, you know. But when we play music, all the borders and all these things are gone for a moment. And we're having just being there together and making sound together. That's nicest, one of the nicest thing in life, I think. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
When did you start playing music? I mean, what's the relation that you have with music?
When I was six, I started to do recording lessons, recorder, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I didn't get my recorder diploma because I was not so good at the recorder.
Okay.
And then I started to do the organ.
Mm-hmm.
That fit me better, the keys of the organ. And then when I was around 10 or 11, I started to do some music on the guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And I was never very, I had people in the street, they were far more better on guitar and organ.
Mm-hmm.
They were far more better. And, but I really enjoyed it, and I enjoyed it on my level I could play. And that's maybe one of the other things that helped me during this. You can make nice music with three chords, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm not a brilliant player, but I enjoy it so much.
Yeah.
That's really my thing. And I started to do music in a band when I was 16 or 17 or so. We started to play music together also. That was also very nice. And I worked in a swimming pool, and we had this place where we could practice. So we started to play music in the swimming pool.
And who have been your main artists that the influences that you have been listening when you were a kid, for example?
Yeah, my parents had a little turntable with singles of Twin Yellow Pass and things like that. Mm-hmm. If I Had a Hammer, songs like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then Elvis came, and he was on a show that was broadcasted all around the world. And I saw that show, Elvis in Vegas or so. And I recorded that with a tape recorder with just one microphone. I was sitting by the television.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So my mother even made me an Elvis suit.
Oh, so nice. I had an
Elvis suit with silver things.
White.
I was really an Elvis.
An Elvis fan. Let's hear a bit of Elvis. This is one of its most... It's Elvis, the crooner Elvis, right? It's not the rock and roll Elvis.
Not a rock and roller.
No. I guess your parents were hearing both Elvis, right? What do you remember? What do you remember the most? Any special song that you relate to?
Yeah, Jailhouse Rock. Like so, more the tempo things I like most.
Mm-hmm.
This song we even use, Can't Help Falling in Love. We play also in our gigs because it's a very nice song. But Elvis was the start of. Then I went to Let It Be of the Beatles. I bought, but that was one of the first albums, was Elvis, and then Let It Be from the Beatles. Mm-hmm. And that really inspired me. And then my nephew, he gave me Deep Purple Life. And that was a whole new beginning of my prog rock.
Prog rock, yeah.
Yeah. Here is Let It Be.
Yeah, Let It Be is a great song.
It's a very nice song also, beautiful.
I can hear it for hours and hours and hours. I don't know how many thousands of times I have heard Let It Be, and I can get enough. I mean, it's always nice to hear. It's like an hymn.
One of the best songs ever, I think.
Yeah, I think so. Just so simple and so powerful.
Yeah.
Great.
So, my nephew gave me the Purple Life, and then another family member, she bought Tales of Topographic Oceans. And Pink Floyd, Uma Guma. And because she thought that were nice albums, but then she listened at home and she thought not so nice. It was very, very difficult music. And they said, do you want the albums? And I said, yes, of course. And then I started to listen to Yes and Pink Floyd, Uma Guma. And that really took me off, you know, really into the prog rock music. Yeah, you can see on the this side a record collection that started. I started to build this during these years, and I still buy albums all the time.
I love it.
And
so
I
buying,
love this music. Yeah. Yeah.
Talking about Pink Floyd.
Yeah. Money.
Money.
I've seen this when I was 14 years. I went to the concert in Ahoy, Pink Floyd. I live very nearby football.
It's amazing.
Yeah. I saw all these artists when I was young also.
Wow.
I saw Genesis when I was 15. I saw Pink Floyd when I was 15 or 14.
You're so lucky.
Somehow.
I really envy you because I would really love to see these amazing artists performing live.
I still go to the shows. So last month I was there was a show of Steve Hackett, and he was the guitar player of Genesis in the good years.
Mm-hmm.
You have the early years of Genesis and the later years, and the late years Genesis got more commercial, but.
Yeah.
First years, they made these amazing albums that you can listen again and again and again and again. Yeah. So I saw Genesis also when I was very young, but Steve Hackett is still performing. So a month ago, I went with my son.
Mm-hmm.
He likes Steve Hackett very, very much. I didn't say to him, you have to love this music. No, it's his own choice.
Yeah. I remember when my parents had what you normally like what your parents listen, no? I think, or at least there's a lot of influence. If you can relate it to good memories, you normally like what those artists that they were playing when you were young. I remember always listening to Louis Armstrong, for example. I love Louis Armstrong. I remember driving with the car and listening to Louis Armstrong. I can find Louis Armstrong. There's so amazing artists that have this. What a Wonderful World, for example, I think it's one of my favorite songs.
Yeah.
And this amazing sound and I think to myself, the voice that he has is just amazing. So I think the power of music, right? No matter what, makes us dream. Right. And I think it's really important to dream because everything, I mean, here in the podcast, we are always trying to relate and to talk about innovations, right? And music. And I think to really innovate, you need to dream. You need to have this dream that you had some years ago with the magic flute, right? You thought about something, you realized that you could actually build something and you did it. And we are talking here in this podcast. There are people that are listening to this podcast and they are just, they can see what you have created and how you are changing the world with this magic flute. So congratulations for dreaming and not just for dreaming, but for making this a reality and helping so many people express themselves, right, and create music. I want to talk about how we started our relationship because when you knocked the door and you present yourself and explained your idea and your project, I fell in love from the first time. As I said, okay, we need to do something. We need to work with Ruud because I really like his vision and I want to be part of it, right? So I really remember when we first had our first call. I remember that you were talking about what you have been explaining to the listeners today, right? And you were talking about what you did, and you showed me the magic flute and all the other adaptive instruments that you have built yourself or with other people, right? And I said, dude, it's perfect. Travel sax needs to be also, it needs to, we need to build an adaptive travel sax, right? Can you talk about a bit about the travel sax that we've built together, the
Yes,
adaptive
of
travel
course.
sax, and
Yeah.
how you're using it?
Yeah. So for years, when I started in 2000, we had the Yamaha electric wind instrument called WX5 and WX11. They are big instruments. And during the years, we also adapt these instruments ourselves because to make it accessible for the children I work with. So we used a stand and we created a thing called the magic switch. And with the magic switch, we could remap notes on the electronic sax so people could play it with one hand. And so we did all these things to give people to access to an instrument. And then we met because I think Rudy from Belgium
Yes,
said
Rudy,
that we
another
should connect.
great guy that I want to interview too, because he's amazing what he's doing.
He's in Belgium, and I did a project, some projects with him, and he also did some projects with you. And he said, you have to meet each other, and that's why we called each other. So Rudy, well done. And you had, of course, the adapt the travel sax. This is your instrument, and it really is perfect for disabled people because it's very light. Yeah, it's 300 grams. Yeah, if I'm correct. And so it already is very accessible for people with limited power in the muscles. And so we connected, and I told you what I would love to see on an adapt or on a travel sax. And I said we need a stand to be able to put it on a stand. And okay, you started working on it and you made this little adapter. So we know.
This is a screw for those that are listening and cannot see what we are showing in the video. This is a small screw that you can it's a hole, right? That you can screw it in a mic stand, right?
It's a ca like a camera adapter.
A camera adapter, exactly.
Yeah.
So you don't
So.
need to grab the travel sax with your own hands. You can just screw it and just have a support for this instrument.
And the other thing you made is the switch input on the instrument, and you can connect a little knob here. And with this knob, you can remap notes. Now that's a little bit difficult to explain, but let me see if we have sound. Yeah. So I play the instrument now with just three fingers. This is all you can do with three fingers. Yeah. But with this special knob we have now connected to the travel sax, you can play more notes. It's like the shift key on your keyboard. So if you type on the keyboard, you can have the one, but if you use the shift button, it gets a remark sign. Yeah. And this is what we do. We remap the notes, and it's done by you. Of course, you programmed this into the instrument. And I also said to you, can you please make the keys lighter? So they are you don't need to press that hard, and you did.
Yeah.
So that it's almost not visible, but that's 1, 2, 3 adaptations.
Hmm.
Then I said, can you remap the notes so the keys get a different function? And you said, yeah, we can do that. We can remap the notes on the instrument. So people with a paralyzed left arm can play it. People with a right paralyzed arm can play it. People with missing fingers can play it. You can remap it to the needs of the people.
Mm.
And that's why it's called adaptive travel socks. Mm. You can adapt everything to your needs. And this makes it so accessible for people with a disability that I think it's one of the best instruments out in the world, I think, for playing music. I really say that the Magic Flute is very accessible, but the adaptive travel socks is also very accessible. So now people can choose what suits them at best.
Mm-hmm.
Is it the Magic Flute? Or can I still use 2 or 3 fingers and play with my fingers?
Mm-hmm.
So we have this now also on board. That's great. Within a year. Yeah.
In 1 year.
Yeah, in 1 year. This was built in 1 year. Yeah. So that's very fast.
Yeah. And I cannot show you here, but I will have a very nice new coming soon. I'll have the travel. We have been working on the Travel Sax 2.
Yeah.
Adaptive. And it's hopefully I can show it to you, Ruud, very soon, because it's really advanced, and I'll have the first prototype in my hands hopefully next month. Next week. So
that's yeah.
It's great. It's really nice. Really looking forward.
It has a speaker on board.
Yes, it has a speaker. It has also built-in sounds, about 60 different. So you can play the saxophone sound, but you can also play clarinet, you can play a piano if you want, you can play an organ, you can play the accordion. There are different MIDI sounds that are built-in, and you don't really need the app anymore. I mean, it's nice because it's another app, so you can choose the instruments using the app, but you can also play the saxophone, the travel sax, the adaptive without the app. So that's really also something that's good. So hopefully very soon we can show it to you.
Do you know why this is also so great instrument?
Mm-hmm.
You can take this with you when you go to music lessons.
Mm.
And when you are disabled, if you have a big guitar or you know,
yeah,
and you are in a wheelchair, try to imagine a person with a contra with a bass guitar.
Yeah.
In a wheelchair.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You can stick this almost in your pocket.
Yeah. Yeah.
And take it then to the music lessons. And now you have a speaker on board even. So you only need the instrument now.
Mm.
And go to music lessons and play together with other persons. So it's perfect.
It's really nice. It's great. I also want to play another song. It's killing the blues, because I know that you have also different adaptive instruments, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to play this video.
Yeah.
And I want you to talk about this setup, because I was just, I was amazed.
This is Anna, you think? She's our singer. She used to be our singer.
Mm-hmm.
She has an amazing voice.
Yeah, she does.
And the guy is playing guitar he made himself. He built it, but he made it in his head, you know.
Okay.
And he has 2 disabled arms.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called the name is John Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
And the guitar is called the Kelly Caster.
Mm-hmm.
And he also is a very good singer. You can hear his voice here, but he's disabled. And the nice, when all the people came back from the Olympic winter games for disabled.
Mm-hmm.
They were gathered in a big room and he played a song for them there.
Wow.
Yeah. His name is John Kelly and he is...
Now we can hear the magic flute, right?
Yeah, yeah.
He's doing a solo with a magic flute.
Yeah.
Guys, if you are here in the podcast and you want to see this video, you can jump into our YouTube channel and see what you are also listening, because it's really nice. To check this video that we are sharing with you guys. It's
Karen so playing inspiring. Flute there. Flute sounds. So we're doing all these nice projects at the moment, and we are working together with other people, also with violin players, and we are going to do some concerts without me, but they are going to join other groups of people and do a concerts, you know.
It's amazing.
Yeah,
it's amazing. Let's hear a bit more of the song.
Yeah, okay.
I'm really intrigued to know how is this guitar, the adaptive guitar, working.
It's electronic, and with his finger he can choose the chord. So if he presses one finger, he gets A minor or C.
Oh, okay, it's electronic.
And then he can strum it with his other hand.
Ah, I see. Okay.
Yeah. It's a very nice system, but here's the thing. There's only one instrument in the whole world. That's a very difficult part of it to make it in numbers.
Yeah.
That's what we are doing now. Yes. So
yeah.
A lot of people can do this.
Exactly.
Also, if you look at the song, we try to have a certain quality.
Yeah.
Because people need to have good samples, good videos to get triggered.
Exactly.
Well, I want to do this too. Yes. If you sound not so good, then people think, okay, they're disabled, it's not sounding okay. But if you sound okay, they think, wow, I want to do this too.
Yeah.
Yeah. We want to motivate
people. Motivate the people to actually see that they can do the same. And the sound, it's professional. I mean, you close your eyes and look, it's just perfect. I mean,
this is just one recording, yeah?
Yeah.
It's live. It's not a studio recording.
It's live.
Play it live and record it with two mics. But that's also because I am a pro audio recording engineer, remember?
Exactly.
So I know two mics in a room. Very good mics.
Yeah.
You can do a good recording then. And I have also my daughter, she is doing the videos always for me. She's very good and very cheap for me.
You have the full team with you.
Yeah, and my son is doing the website, and he's the guitar player in the other band.
I've seen him. Yeah, he's doing a really nice solo on Knocking on Heaven's Door.
Yeah. So this afternoon I will go to my son and we have dinner together and talk about music, of course.
Nice.
Yeah.
And how can people find you guys? I mean, where are you?
Yeah, we are based in the Netherlands, my brettmymusic.com. It's also partly written in English, so it's not only a Dutch website but also in English.
Mm-hmm.
So not all is translated, but a lot is translated.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, in Holland we have a lending program in Holland.
Mm-hmm.
We lend out instruments like the magic flute
mm-hmm.
for 50 euro a year to disabled people.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And We want to keep this as cheap as possible, so everybody can participate. Also, people that have no money. Mm-hmm. That's very important for me. We helped a lot of children in Holland, but if you live outside the Netherlands, then of course you the only thing is that you could buy these instruments.
Yeah.
And what is very good, this is the first time also that you sell this online, the adaptive travel sucks online.
Yeah.
And you just can go to Odyssey Music and buy this from the shelf.
Yeah.
For €650, which is very cheap for adaptive instruments. That's really a nice price.
It's, yeah. I mean, we are all trying to help also, because we are building it ourselves. And it's much more time consuming, because it's a special instrument made every time different. Well, it's,
yeah.
And but of course our vision is also to try and manufacture the instrument as affordable as possible. So hopefully in the future, if we can help more people, maybe we can try and get this instrument cheaper, or we can work something root together to to lend this instrument. I don't know. This is something that has started less than 1 year ago. We've reached lots of amazing goals, right? And I think it's just the tip of the iceberg. It's one of the projects that we have, that we are working on, that inspires me the most, and that I want to invest lots of resources, internal resources and time, and to actually make it grow. So it's always super inspiring me for us to be part of this really nice.
Yeah. Good to hear.
So do you have any concerts or anything?
Yeah, we have. Mm-hmm. We just played in a record store.
Okay.
We have a record store, and they are also supporting my foundation. And every year we go to play there. We had a nice concert. Okay. But in 2 weeks we have two concerts, not too big, but one is in a theater. Mm-hmm. And one is at a symposium for occupational therapist education or something in Rotterdam. And we play, if people ask, we are going to play. We like to perform. So,
nice.
Oh yeah, and we're going to do a performance in July at something called the Rehab Week.
Mm-hmm.
The Rehab Week is an event, a big event, that takes place every 2 years. 2 years ago it was in Canada, and now it's in Rotterdam. So we are going to do a performance there. It's about rehabilitation, mm-hmm. and a therapist, and a lot of people that work on special equipment for disabled people are there.
Mm-hmm.
And in September I will do workshops,
mm-hmm.
at the 2020 Intact Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about adaptive music. All people from all of Europe are coming over there, and I will do a workshop for 3 days with the same group of people, and they will play Travel Sucks.
Nice.
And Magic Good. And they play with their eyes and with their heads. And we will work for a few days.
Mm-hmm.
And then we are going to do a performance for an audience. But these are all abled people that work with disabled.
Mm-hmm.
But I will do a performance, and they have to wear slings. They will have to wear arm slings, like this, like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to perform on the adaptive travel sucks with one hand. Or we do two slings, and then they have to play Magic Flute.
Nice.
Yeah. So I want to show that you can make serious music,
mm-hmm.
and they have to practice and get into the instruments really themselves during the days before that. So this is a very nice project in it's in Germany, mm-hmm. in not in Düsseldorf, I forgot the place, but it's in Germany in September.
Nice.
This is, well, very nice.
And people can check everything is in your website, right? And
yeah, a lot will be. Yeah, there is a tour where you can watch where we are on tour.
Mm-hmm.
Also good to know that we are in June at a big event called Support.
Mm-hmm.
That's 4 days in big halls, and they will show all the equipment for disabled people.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a stand there for four nice. Days.
Nice.
And during the years, we have more of these events.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really, we have a very busy time coming up.
And they can get in touch with you guys through an email or social media, maybe, right? You are also in
I do a lot on LinkedIn.
LinkedIn, okay.
Yeah, and we have Facebook. And I have an email address called info@mybreadmymusic.com.
Okay.
But that's don't great. Start writing altogether, because then I will drown myself.
That's great. Great. Cool. So I think we are getting to the end of the podcast. I want to thank you for your time and your vision. I hope we can collaborate lots of years together and build great things to help reach thousands of disabled people so they can express themselves and play music, which I think it's just amazing. You guys can hear us in Google Music, Apple Podcast, Evox, Spotify, YouTube. We are everywhere.
Okay.
please subscribe to the channel if you like it, and share the podcast with everyone that can be interested. So thank you very much, Ruud. Hope you have a lovely week. And thank you everyone that's listening also to the podcast.
Thank you for the interview podcast, and talk to you another time.
Yeah. Have a nice day.
And regards to everybody at Odyssey Music.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.